Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different activities, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Write your name with a pencil at the top of your paper. Practice your nice printing. And then you may put your pencil down because we're going to color first. If you look at the top of your page, we are going to look for this object first. Ready? G-8. G-8. Yes, gate. You got it. Find your brown crayon. Let's color the door of the gate brown. Color the door of the gate brown. The door of the gate brown. Color it brown. Color it brown. Color the door of the gate brown. So boys and girls, what is the beginning sound in gate? G, g. Yep. And what is the ending sound in gate? T, t. Boys and girls, there's only three sounds in gate. Sound it out for me again. But if you were going to write the word gate, you would need to put a bossy E at the end. You can't hear it, but it's there when you spell it. Okay, on your gate, do you see on the side three triangle shapes? Will you color those brown too? Those are the hinges. Those are the hinges. All right, and then put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Okay, do you see on either side of the gate, there's a tall, skinny cylinder shape, kind of like a tall, skinny paper towel roll. Do you see those? Color those black for me. There's one on the left and there's one on the right. These are like the posts of the gate. Now, what word would we have if we took away the g in gate and changed it to l? Yes, we would have late. I'm late. I'm late. Open the gate. You got it. Gate and late rhyme because they are both in the H family. They both end the same way. If we took away the l and late and changed it to r, it would be rate. Rate, gate, late. Okay, put down all your crayons. Look for this object. Ready? Yes, sun. Okay, wait. Don't color anything, but pick up your orange crayon. Don't color. Pick up your orange crayon. I want us to color and count the triangle shapes around the sun with our orange crayon. We're going to color and count at the same time. Ready? We're just doing the triangle shapes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 12 triangle shapes on our sun. Or we could call them the rays of the sun rays. Okay, pick up your yellow crayon and let's color inside the circle of the sun. The circle of the sun. What's the beginning sound in sun? Yep, S. And if we took away the s in sun and changed it to b, b, what would we have? Bun. Yes, we would. My hair is in a bun. Okay, look for this object. Ready? Bird. Bird. Yes, bird. How many birds do we have in our picture? Will you count them for me? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Do you see that there are two flying and one on the fence? So 2 plus 1 equals 3 birds in all. Let's color the bird on the fence. Let's make him red. Let's make this bird on the fence red. Go ahead and color in the red bird on the fence. Red bird. What's our beginning sound in bird? B, b. And the ending sound? D, d. Bird. Okay, put down your red crayon. And then do you see the two that are flying in the sky? Let's color those blue, both of them. So two blue birds and one red bird make how many in all? Yes, two and one make three. What about one red bird plus two blue birds? Makes how many in all? Yes, three, because one plus two and two plus one are the exact same numbers. We're just switching their places. Okay, put down all your crayons in three, two, one. Ready? Here we go. Look for this in your picture. B-U-G. B-U-G. Yes, bug. Boys and girls, can you find them? Do you see how many there are? How many bugs do you see? Two. There's one over by the boy, and there's one over by the girl. Let's color the one by the girl purple. Color the bug by the girl purple. Bug begins the same way as bird. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Let's color the bug by the boy. Let's color it, let's do yellow. Color the bug by the boy yellow. How does bug end? What's the ending sound in bug? G, yes, G. All right, put down your yellow crayon. I want you to look for this object. Ready? Egg, egg. Yes, egg. Boys and girls, there's so many eggs in our picture. Whoa. Because this looks like it could be an egg hunt, huh? Looks like it could be an egg hunt. All right, do you see the boy back behind the fence? He's holding a basket behind the fence, and he has one egg in his hand. He's behind the fence near the birds. Okay, will you find your pink crayon and color the egg in his hand pink? Color the egg in his hand pink. It's pretty. That's a pretty egg. Okay, put down your pink crayon. Do you see the egg by the fence? It's leaning against the fence. Do you see it? Let's color that egg green. Color that egg green. It's got spots on it, polka dots, some wavy lines. Okay, put down your green crayon. Do you see the egg by the bush? It's kind of a big egg. It's up against the bush. Let's color that egg purple. Any kind of purple works for me. Boys and girls, egg begins with a vowel sound. There are five vowels in our alphabet, and every word must have one. A, E, I, O, U. So egg begins with either an A, E, I, O, U. Which one? Eh, eh, eh. It begins with an E. Boys and girls, do you see the egg by the flower? Do you see the egg by the flower? Okay, let's color that egg orange. Color that egg orange. Egg begins with a vowel. It begins with the letter E, and it ends with G, egg. Put down your orange crayon. Do you see that there are some eggs behind the grass? Yes, there are some eggs behind the grass. Count them. How many eggs can you see behind the grass? One, two, three, four. I want you to pick two. Pick two and color two of them blue. You decide which two. Color two of them blue. Got it? Okay. And color the other two purple. So two eggs behind the grass are blue, and two eggs hiding behind the grass are purple. Two plus two equals four. And if we switched it, we would have the same numbers, two and two. Okay, look for this object. Ready? G-girl. G-girl. Yes, girl. We have a girl. She looks like she just found an egg. Let's color her hair brown. Color her hair brown. She found an egg. There's a lot of eggs in this yard, it looks like. Okay, let's talk about the word brown. B-b-brown. Does it begin with, what does it begin with? Begins with the letter B, brown. And if we took away the br in brown and changed it to g, what would we have? Gown. A gown is a fancy dress. Put down your brown crayon. Let's make her shirt purple. Give her a purple shirt for me. We're going to do something extra after we're done with her purple shirt. So go ahead and draw her or color her shirt purple. And then, almost done. Take two, one. And now let's take our black crayon and on her purple shirt, will you draw five polka dots for me with your black crayon on top of her purple shirt? One, two, three. Four, five. All right, put down your black crayon. Let's put some blue pants on her. Go ahead and color her jeans blue. Do you know what letter sound jeans begins with? J. Yes, the letter J. Jeans begins with the letter J. Okay, put down your blue crayon. And let's give her some purple socks to match her shirt. See her little purple socks coming up out of her shoes? And then we'll give her some black shoes to match the polka dots. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, can you find this object in your picture? It begins with bass and ends with ket. Bass. Ket. It's a two-syllable word. Basket. Do you see it? Basket. Boys and girls, how many baskets do you see in our picture? Yes, don't forget about the one behind the fence. So one, two, three. Let's color the boy's basket in front of the fence. He's in front of the fence. He's by our orange egg, by our flower. Let's give him a green basket. Color his basket green. And color the handle green too. Color the handle green too. All right, and then let's color the girl's basket. I'm almost done with my green basket. Three, two, one. Let's color the girl's basket pink. Even the handle, color the girl's basket pink. Basket has two syllables. Basket. Another word with two syllables is my last name. Old Oldham. Another word with two syllables is Murphy. Okay, last basket. Ready? The boy behind the fence. Let's color his basket blue. Color his basket blue. The best you can behind the fence. It'll be just fine. Whatever you decide is just fine. There's a little bit under the fence. And a little bit in his hand with the handle. Okay, put down all of your crayons. We are going to do some work at the bottom with our pencil. So scoot down to where you see a sun. We need to put the missing beginning sound next to the un family. I gave you un. What's the beginning sound in suns? Yes, the letter S. So it should have sun. Scoot over. Here's a cinnamon bun. B. What letter do we need to put? B. The letter B. And then I put U in for you. Sun and bun are in the same word family. Scoot over. Looks like he's going to run. We need to write all the letters for the word run. Ready? We can do it. R. U. Just like in sun and bun. And the last sound, run. N. So we have sun and bun and run. All right, move down to the sentence. I see a picture of an egg, so I'm pretty sure it's going to talk about an egg. Point to the words. It says, can you find the egg? It's a question sentence. I'm asking you, can you find the egg? Let's put a question mark inside that circle after the word egg. I make my question mark with a backward C, straight line down, and then a period. Can you find the egg? We need to have a question mark at the end because I'm asking you. It's an asking sentence. And then look back at the beginning. Can. There are two lines under the letter C. Will you trace those two lines? Those are there to remind us to make a what? What do we need at the beginning of our sentence? Yes, we need a capital C. Let's draw that on the line. Write a capital C on the line. And then write A, N, can. Remember, your capital C will touch the top line. It will touch the ceiling and touch the floor. Put a finger space. What's the next word in our sentence after can? U, Y. You can copy it. O, U. Finger space. What's the next word? Find. F, I, N, D. Do nice printing. Finger space. Can you find? What's our next word? The. T. H. E. Finger space. Last word. Can you find the egg? E. G. G. And then we need to put our question mark. Backward C, straight line down, and a little period. Can you find the egg? Can you find the egg? Okay, scoot down to the crayon boxes. Let's count the crayons in the first box. 1, 2, 3, 4. Write the number 4 on the box. Now count the crayons in the next box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Write the number 6 on the box. Boys and girls, which box has more crayons? Which box has more, 4 or 6? Yes, 6. Will you circle that box of crayons with the 6 on it? 6 is greater than 4. Can you say that? 6 is greater than 4. We can also say 4 is less than 6. 4 is littler than 6. 4 is smaller than 6. 4 is less than. Scoot over to the ladybugs. Let's count the spots on the first ladybug. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to put a 7 underneath that ladybug so I remember. Scoot over. Count those spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Put a 6 under that ladybug. So we have 7 and 6. Is 7 less than 6 or is 7 greater than 6? 7 is greater. There are more. So circle the 7 spotted ladybug. 7 is greater than 6. 6 is less than 7. Scoot over. Let's count the pencils in the cup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Put a 6 on the cup. Scoot over. Count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. We know this one. Is 6 less than 7 or is 6 greater than 7? 6 is less than 7, so circle the 7 penciled cup. 6 is less than 7. We are looking for what was greater, and 7 is greater than 6. Boys and girls, we did it. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.